In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. These are some of the most important words that you will find in sacred scripture. They are essential to our lives as Christians. Because unless we know who Jesus is, the Son of God, and unless we listen to him and put his words into practice in our lives, we cannot follow him into everlasting life. And so we find ourselves on the second Sunday of Lent. And because it is on the second Sunday of Lent, we hear the Gospel of the Transfiguration. Just as last week, for the first Sunday, we heard one of the Gospel accounts of the temptation of our Lord. Why do we hear of the Transfiguration on this Sunday during Lent? Well, one of the possible reasons is there is a very ancient tradition in the church that the Transfiguration took place 40 days before Easter. And so, guess what's 40 days away? Easter. And so we have the Gospel of the Transfiguration. Jesus took the inner core of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, to the top of Mount Tabor. If you ever go to the Holy Land, make sure you visit it. It is a beautiful place, even though the trip to the top of the hill on a bus is a little nerve-wracking, because the road ain't that wide, and you can see all the way down. It's a little scary. But when you get to the top, you're rewarded with a great view. A view of the plains of Megiddo. Armageddon. Scary. Well, they were at the top of Mount Tabor, and they were praying. And our Lord's appearance before them changed. I prefer to think of it as not so much his appearance changed, as they were able to see him as both he truly was and is. That the veil which concealed his divine nature was lifted so that they could see that he is both true God and true man. I think that if you were granted a vision of heaven, you would see what Peter, James, and John saw at the Transfiguration. And Jesus was not there alone. Moses was there, the giver of the law, and the greatest of the prophets, Elijah, who had been taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot. And they were discussing our Lord's Passover in Jerusalem, where he would go and he would suffer and he would die and he would be raised from the dead. Peter, James, and John were scared spitless. You see dead people, you be scared too. You see Jesus revealed in his divine nature, you would be scared too. And yet, in spite of being scared, there was also a fulfillment of desire. It was as if they were taken up into heaven. Which is why Peter said, and Peter always says something because he never had an unexpressed thought. He said, Lord, it is good that we are here. And it was. If you were taken up into heaven, would you want to go anywhere else? Would you're taken up there and said, no, you got to go back. I don't want to go back. It's heaven. I want to stay here. Let's make three dwelling places, one for Jesus, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Then the Father speaks. The Father doesn't speak often. He speaks three times in the Gospels. He speaks through Jesus the rest of the time. But he speaks directly three times. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Now, why were Peter, James, and John told to listen to Jesus? Had they not been with him for some 2 years? Had they not heard him speak time and time and time again? Had they not seen his mighty works? And yet they were told to listen to him. Why? Because their listening was a bit selective. Those of you who are parents know what selective listening is. Particularly when your kids get to be teenagers. There's like a little filter in their brain that blocks some words. Those of you whose kids are not yet teenagers, just wait. There are things they didn't want to hear. Remember when Jesus told them that he had to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die and be raised from the dead, and Peter said, "Lord, forbid, heaven forbid that such a thing should happen to you." There are things they didn't want to hear. They also didn't want to hear that they had to share in our Lord's suffering and death in order to share in his resurrection. That they too had to take up their crosses daily and follow after the Lord. And so the Father told them to listen to Jesus. What words does God the Father have for us today? This is my beloved Son. Let me tell you, the world needs those words to hear those words. Because there are many people who claim to be Christian, yet they do not believe Jesus is the Son of God. They believe he's just a great teacher, or he's just one of many really good guys. There are those who do not listen to what Jesus had to say, and that's probably most of us. Because we too have selective hearing. Think about the parts of the gospel we really don't want to hear. I don't know how many times people come into the confessional and they say, "Well, Father, I lied, but it was just a little white lie." Word to the wise, if you ever say that to me, my response will be, there's no such thing. A lie is a lie. The commandment doesn't say, "Thou shalt not bear false witness," unless it spares someone's feelings. Love your enemies and do good to those who persecute you. I don't want to do that. I want to defeat my enemies and drive them before me and hear the lamentation of the women. And if you don't recognize that quote, you lose a bunch of geek points. Conan the Barbarian. But instead, our Lord teaches us to love your enemy and to do good to those who persecute you. So you want a little bit of Lenten homework? Well, you get it whether you want it or not. Ask yourself, or rather, ask the Lord in prayer to show you what part of the gospel bothers you the most. What makes you the most nervous? What do you least like to hear? And that is what you need to concentrate on for the rest of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.